the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil went into the Afghan hills in an attempt to locate Bob and Connie McGuire. There, they encountered the Silent One, and without being seen, were able to overhear his orders that Bob and Connie, as well as themselves, were to be prevented from returning through Khyber Pass to Fort Jamrud. Later, while circling the Silent One and his men, they sighted Colonel Hammond and a detachment of troops who, with O.P. Watts, had entered the hills to aid them in their search. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil told Colonel Hammond of their discovery, and the troops were sent out immediately in an attempt to capture the Silent One. At the same time, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil started for the old lamissary, where, unknown to them, the wicked Maharaja of Ybor has planned an ambush to capture them. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are riding northward into a trap set for them by the Maharaja of Ybor and the Silent One.
We must be almost there, Jim. Can't be much further.
It's not, Lil. I only hope the old monks know something about McGuire and his wife. If they're not there, we're in for trouble.
Whoa there. Jim.
What is it, Lil?
Look here. Someone stopped here last night. Look at those campfire ashes.
I say, you're right, Lil. Let's have a look around here.
Sure. Look at these ashes. They're still warm.
This fire looks as if it had been put out by someone who was in a hurry.
Have you noticed something else, Jim? There isn't a camel track around the place.
No, and there's not many other tracks either. Lil, I don't think that Bob and Connie McGuire stayed at the old lamissary last night.
What makes you say that?
This campfire and the tracks around it. Look at these footprints.
Those are a woman's tracks, Jim. Look, they exactly fit my shoes.
And here's something else, Lil. The hoof prints of two horses.
Yeah.
A man and woman traveling on horses stopped here, Lil. And that could only mean one couple, Bob and Connie McGuire.
Oh, if we only knew which way they went from here.
That's a problem. I don't think we'll get much information at the lamissary. If they wanted to stop there, they'd have done it last night instead of this morning. Wait a minute, Lil. I'm going to climb up that rock and see if I can see anything with the glasses. It's just possible they haven't gone far.
Well, you won't be able to see far from there.
Wait a minute, Lil. No, you're right about that. The hill to the left of us cuts off everything to the west. Hey, say, wait a minute.
You see something?
Yes, with the rider coming up fast behind us.
Oh.
I think he's been following us.
Well, who is he? Can you make him out?
No, he's going out of sight behind some rocks. He'll be here in a minute, though. Come on. Let's get our horses out of sight. Here. We'll leave them behind those bushes there. They won't be seen there.
All right, come on.
Come on, here.
Come on. Did you see whether or not the man following us was a native?
No, I only got a glimpse of him before he passed out of sight.
Come on, here. Oh, well, this must be far enough now. We can't be seen here.
Let's go over here now and keep down.
Okay, Jim. Listen. Whoever it is coming.
The native, all right. Wait, Lil, it's Kolu.
Well, come on, Jim. Kolu.
Kolu, how do you happen to be here? I thought you stayed behind with O.P. Watts.
Kolu bring food and things for camp, Tuan Jim.
Oh, Jim, that's well.
Tuan, Kolu see man. Him go to other side of hill.
What's that, Kolu?
Kolu see man who calls self Silent One. Him go round hill that way.
You say the Silent One is on the other side of that hill to the west of it?
Yes, you missy. Me catch up with him and watch. Him come this way, but go round hill to other side.
I wonder if he was following us. Come on, Lil.
What are you going to do?
We're going to get our horses and go to the top of that hill. From there, we can see which way he goes without being seen. You stay with us, Kolu.
Yes, it won.
Here's the horses.
If the Silent One knows where Bob and Connie McGuire are, we'll follow him to them.
Well, I'd like to have a talk with him and find out what he means by following us into these hills. Kolu, are you sure he's alone?
Yes, you missy. Me see horse and man ahead and think maybe him Tuan Jim, then see him native.
You're sure he didn't see you?
No, Tuan. Me get close to him, but he not see me.
Well, Jim, it's not far to the top of the hill now.
No.
We hadn't better go all the way up. Our horses will be silhouetted against the sky.
Yes, you're right, Lil. Well, this is as good a place as any to stop.
Whoa. Oh, easy there.
Kolu, you stay here and take care of our horses.
Yes, it won.
Come on, Lil. We'll be able to see in a minute.
Jim, look.
Huh?
It's the old lamasery.
Well, say, I didn't realize we were that close to it.
Quick, give me your glasses. There's a man on horseback down there.
Here you are.
He's riding straight for the lamasery's main gate, too.
You see who it is?
Wait. Jim, that's the silent one. Here, look for yourself.
Here, let me have him. You're right, Lil. There's no doubt about it. That's the silent one, all right. I'd know that fellow anywhere.
And look, Jim, the monks of the lamasery are opening the gate. He's riding right through.
That's just what I was watching. I don't like the looks of that.
What do you mean?
Lil, the man who opened that gate was a native. He was wearing a native costume and not a monk's.
But I thought this was supposed to be a Buddhist lamasery. They'd have a monk guarding the front gate.
That's exactly what I was thinking. There's something wrong down there, Lil. And before we go any further, I'm going to find out what's going on.
Not many miles from where Lil and Jim are standing on the hilltop, Bob and Connie McGuire are halted in the hills studying a map.
No use, Connie. We're lost. According to this old map of Dad's, we should have passed a Buddhist lamasery.
So what do we do, Bob?
Turn back to where we camped this morning, Connie. I think that it was after we left there that we lost our bearings. Come on. I'll help you up on your horse. There you go.
That's all right.
I'll be right with you, dear. All set?
Yes. Bob, I'm worried. Don't you think it would be better if we went back to Fort Jamrud? Colonel Hammond would help us get some more native guides.
No, I'd rather not, Connie. After all, this map, we should be able to locate the jewels of the Genghis Khan. And when we do find them, it'll be better if we were alone.
But why? After all, we could use a native guide.
If we could find one that was honest. No, darling, we're better off by ourselves. I didn't mind when we had natives from India, but these hillmen are the most notorious bandits in the world. After we find the jewels, our lives would may be in danger if any of them knew about it.
That's all the more reason why we should have some protection, Bob. If some of the Afghan cutthroats had raided us, we wouldn't stand a chance alone.
Connie, darling, now stop worrying. We're disguised. These natives think we're just two more like themselves. We're perfectly safe. We've never been recognized.
I know, but just the same. Bob.
What's the matter?
Look ahead there. There's a man on the ground.
Oh, yes, I see him. You keep back here, Connie. I'll go have a look. Now stay right there.
Oh, Bob, he may be injured.
This man is unconscious, Connie. Get me some water from the canteen.
Here it is, Bob. Is he alive?
See the way he's dressed. This man is a Buddhist monk, Connie. Oh, he looks starved, poor fellow. We've got to locate that lamasery and get him to it.
What?
Here you are, old man. He's coming to.
More. What?
That's enough for now.
Let's try to make him understand me. Listen, where is the lamasery? Which way? If you'll tell us where it is, we'll take you there.
No. No. Go south.
What does he mean, Bob?
Don't know. If you let us take you back to the lamasery, you'll get back your strength.
It is too late. Buddha has said that there is no medicine against death. Buddha has gone. I follow.
Bob, he's dead.
Within the lamasery, his secret mountain retreat, the Maharaja of Ebor receives the Silent One.
So, you have come at last, Silent One. What have you to report?
Everything is as we wished, Highness. The four travelers have gone through Khyber Pass.
Good. How soon will they reach here?
My men report that they are within a few miles now. They will be at the gates soon.
Then we must prepare to receive visitors. The old monk shall greet his guests in person.
But is that safe, Highness?
I can trust him to do my bidding. Follow me. One more gate, and you shall see the Holy One.
We have room in here for many more prisoners, Highness.
Yes. We shall soon have four cells occupied. There he is.
Yes.
Come here to me, ancient dog.
Why have you come?
I have something for you to do. And if you do as I bid, you will be allowed to live a little longer.
In the midst of life, there is death.
I am expecting some visitors who will want to see you. You are to go to the front gate and let them in.
Buddha has written that a bad tree does not bear good apples. I serve only Buddha, not those who mock his words.
You will allow me, Highness. I can make the dog do as you wish.
He will obey.
A prompt refusal has in part the grace of a favor granted. I will not lead innocent travelers into the evil that has befallen me.
You'll do as I say or you die. Take your choice.
He who threatens warns. I am prepared to die.
Why not take the dog's robe, Highness? I could dress in them and greet your guests.
No. They would be sure to recognize you. The ancient dog will serve us.
It is ill to be deceived, but worse to deceive. I will not do your bidding. It is as good to die as to be born. Buddha has spoken through humble lips.
Yeah. Then you die, but not alone. Unless you do as I ask, your brother monks will also die. Oh. Their lives are in your hands. What do you say now?
But they have done no wrong.
They die with you unless you do my bidding.
Well spoken, Highness. The dog will follow us now.
I must. I cannot refuse, lest the lives of the faithful be forfeit.
You have won, Highness. The ancient dog will lead them to us.
Yes. And the jewels of the Genghis Khan and the gold of the American will be ours.
Will the old monk lead the travelers into the Maharaja's trap, or will he warn them of the dangers that lie within the Lamasery? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.